Last two weeks we were learning the Gemara on Daf Tezvav, where the Gemara was speaking of the din of Shamei HaKohenim, that if one person reads the Megillah on behalf of the Balkur, reads the Megillah on behalf of all the people in Shul, and we say Shamei HaKohenim, all the people who are paying attention, it's considered as if they too were reading directly from the Megillah. And let's say one person says Kiddush and one person says Havdalah on behalf of the group, so we also say Shamei HaKohenim. The one who listens and pays attention to the other one reciting the Kiddush and Havdalah, it's considered as if he had recited the Kiddush and he had recited Havdalah. So we have two conditions regarding the Halacha of Shamei HaKohenim. One condition is that you have to have Kavanah Shamei or Mashmiah, that the one who's reciting the Kiddush or the one who's blowing Shofar, the one who's reading the Megillah, has to have in mind to be made to these people. Let's say I'm blowing shofar thinking, when about the kid blows a shul, and he has in mind anybody who happens to be listening, whether they're in the shul or walking in the street. And let's say about the kid goes to the hospital to blow for a chayla. So we assume, and the Shulchan Aruch says we assume, that he only has in mind to be mitzi that chayla. If there happens to be some other chayla who's in a different room, and about the kid is not aware of that, we assume that the other chayla would not be yotze. The one who's listening had in mind to be yotze. That's not sufficient. You have to have kavanah shomeya and kavanah samashmiya. The one who's blowing shofar has to have kavanah samashmiya. The one who's blowing shofar has to have in mind to be yotze all these people. And the one who wants to be yotze has to have in mind that he wants to be yotze with this kiyo, with this kiddush, or with the same thing for Abdullah. Let's say I'm staying Abdullah in my apartment, and I have in mind my wife and all the children. It happens that the neighbor can hear, through the window, the neighbor can hear the Havdalah. But I don't have him in mind. If I have them in mind, it's good. So they're also yotze with Havdalah. But if I don't have in mind to be mitzi them, even though they paid attention to every word, the din would be that they wouldn't be yotze Havdalah, because you have to have kavanas mashmiya. The one who says the Havdalah has to have in mind to that his amir of Havdalah should relate to the other person.
By kiyah shofar, it has to definitely have to be, because it's only... It's a thing that you can't have by gzeila. It can't be lulav hagozel would be good. Lulav hagozel is no good.
Shofar, stolen shofar is good.
Because you can't be make gzeila on a thing.
Coal.
So by this coal, you have to have kavanah. He said by shofar, by something else, she wouldn't have to have so much kavanah because by there's a ma'isa, for instance, we make kiddush. I'm toyim. I heard a bruch and I'm toyim. So there's a ma'isa after. It's not only words, or it's not only
a
so you wanted to make
it says like this. Okay, it's possible. But in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote. That's a question. Does this depend on the Shaila of Mitzvah Sichas Kavana? What if you hold Mitzvah Sein Sichas Kavana? If I say Kiddush and I don't have a mind to be Mitzvah, I want to say Kiddush for myself, and you were paying attention, would you say that you would be Yotzei even if I had no Kavana to be Mitzvah you or not? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in the end of the third parak, puts this together with the issue of Mitzvah Sirichas Kavanah. That if you say Mitzvah Sein Sirichas Kavanah, then not only does that apply when you yourself are doing the Mitzvah, let's say somebody's blowing shofar for practice. So if you have Mitzvah Sein Sirichas Kavanah, so the din is that he was Yotzei and he doesn't have to blow shofar again later on. If you have Mitzvah Sirichas Kavanah, he's only Yotzei if he has mind to be Yotzei. So the Gemara tells suit to that shayla, to that issue of Mitzvah Sirichas Kavanah, this shayla also. If I say Kiddush, Avdovin, I didn't have a mind to be Mitzvah to you, would you be Yotzei or not? If you are Mitzvah Sein Sirichas Kavanah, you don't have to have that Kavanah. But the Baal HaMor says, on the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Mizrahi HaLevi says, that's only at one point in the Gemara, that's the Havi Amina. Once you get to the Maskonos HaGemara, he claims, and some claim, that's how they say, Rav Chaim said Pshat in the Rambam, the Rambam holds like that also, that it's not Toli Zeh B'Zeh. It's not related. The issue of Mitzvah Sirichas Kavanah is, if I did the Mitzvah myself, let's say I picked up the Lulav in the Esrei, I know there's a mitzvah to shake a lulav and an esrog on sukkah, and I picked it up, I didn't have a mind to be yotze. So the shayla is, then I put it down. So the shayla is now, when I pick it up again and I have a mind to be yotze, do I say a bracha the second time? So you say mitzvah, say in sriches kavanah, I was yotze ready the first time that I shook the lulav and the esrog, just for practice. And then I can't say a bracha the second time. So that's only a shayla mitzvah, sriches kavanah, in sriches kavanah, if I did the mitzvah myself, and I didn't have a mind to be yotze the mitzvah. What if someone else is doing a mitzvah? He's reciting Kiddush Avdolah, reading the Megillah, blowing shofar. And I want to be Yotzei along with him based on the principle of Shamei HaKohenim. So the Baal HaMor claims explicitly, and Rav Chaim claims that is the Rambam Shita also in the Rambam. It's a little unclear, but the Baal HaMor says Mefurish like that. That this is unrelated to the topic of Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. Even though the Gemara originally in Rosh Hashanah makes it interrelated, Baal HaMor says, Lefi HaMaskana of the Gemara, it's not related. Why? Because what's the whole idea we learned last week? What's the whole idea of Shamea Kaina? That if you pay attention to my Kiddush, to my Havdalah, you Yotze. What kind of a din is that? So it's a din of a Pula Meshutefes, that we're doing the mitzvah together. So it's only considered doing the mitzvah together, Meshutefes, if I have a mind to join, to make a Shutefes with you, if I have a mind to be Yotze you, you have a mind to be Yotze with my Tkiyah, so you have a mind to be Yotze with my Kiddush or Havdalah. Let's say, stop, I say Kiddush, or I say Havdalah, and I have a mind to be Yotze everybody, but you weren't thinking of being Yotze, you were listening, let's say you were listening to Kiddush, thinking, it happens sometimes you visit somebody, and the Balabas says Kiddush, and you thought that he's going to give you your own Becher to make your own Kiddush, your own, and you didn't have a mind to be Yotze with his Kiddush. And then he finishes and he starts pouring wine, and he gives you a little tiny cup of wine to be taken from his, and he's not going to give you Kiddush. So the Shaila is, were you Yotze with his Kiddush or not? So strictly speaking, the Shulchan Aruch says that not. Shulchan Aruch says that since there was no Kavanah Lotzeis, you didn't have a mind to be Yotze with his Kiddush. You thought you were going to say your own Kiddush, so you're not Yotze. Maybe Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavanah. So that's what the Baal HaMoreh says, it doesn't matter. Even if Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavanah, but in order to apply the principle of Shamea Kohenah, and my Kiddush, and my Havdalah, and my Kiyoshot, and my reading of the Megillah should relate to you, that has to work based on the principle of Pula Meshutefes. That's what we learned in the Gemara last week. So it's only called the Pula Meshutefes if you have Kavanah Shamei, you have a Kavanah Smashmi. I had you in mind, and you had in mind to be Yotze with my Amir.
They're both positive.
Yeah.
What if he wants to be Yotze, and he doesn't care? Not that he doesn't want. If he doesn't want to be Yotze, it's one thing, but I'm neutral.
Neutral means whoever wants to be Yotze with my Kiddush, that's okay. Whoever wants. Yeah. Right. Like the Baltic and Shul. Whoever wants to be Yotze with my Kiddush. Even the people walking in the street came to Yotze. So that was one principle that we discussed a little bit last week, that in Shamea Kainer, that if one person is reading the Megillah on behalf of all the people in Shul, you must have Kavanah Shamea with Kavanah Samashmiya, because otherwise you don't have a Pula Meshutefes. Then we had another klal that we discussed a lot at length last week and 2 weeks ago, that in order to apply the principle of Shamea Kohenah, we require that the Baal Tekeah, the one who's reading the Megillah, is the Mechuyev B'Dover himself. If it's a, let's say it's a katan who's not bar mitzvah, he's not Mechuyev to blow shofar, it's only Mechuyev Mitam Chinuch, but he's not really Mechuyev Min HaTorah. Mitam Chinuch is Mechuyev Min HaRabbanan. Just parenthetically, the din of chinuch is only with the rabbanon, has to be explained a little bit. There is a din of chinuch that's a chiyuv min ha-teira. Every father is mechuyev for the mount of Moses and b'neichem le-davvam. The father is mechuyev to teach his children yiras shamayim, shmiras ha-mitzvahs, and talmud Torah and everything. But the fact that the child has to blow shofar, has to pay attention to the kiyuv shofar, that's only with the rabbanon. Now, ha-teira is sufficient if the father educates his son, and he teaches them the whole, all the dinim of tkiyas, and he tells them, and don't forget, when you'll be bar mitzvah, don't forget to pay attention to the tkiyas. But now that you're a cotton, you're not mechuyev to pay attention to the tkiyas. The father would be yotze his chinuch min ha-Torah. But with the rabbanon, there's an added chinuch, that the father has to see to it that the son is mamash yotze tkiyas, and if the son didn't hear the tkiyas properly, the father has to see to it that the kid hears tkiyas again. The father has to either blow shofar for him, or take him to another shul, or someone else is blowing shofar. That's why we say that the mitzvah of chinuch is only with the rabbanon. The real mitzvah of chinuch says in the chumash, says by Avraham Avinu, ki yidait v'man asher yitzav es barom es beis achol lechad v'derach Hashem, that certainly a din d'oraisa, the Rabbanu Shalom says, yidait by love Avraham Avinu, yidait means, ani ohev oto, I love Avraham Avinu, because he's mechanach his children. So certainly a mitzvah min ha-Torah, to be mechanach his children. But the fact that you mechuyev to see to it that the child sits in a sukkah kshayra before bar mitzvah, or that he hears from a kosher in Megillah, that he has a kosher lulav and a kosher esu, that's only with the rabbanon. I thought it would be sufficient to teach him all the dinim and tell him when you'll become bar mitzvah, make sure you yotze the mitzvah.
Well, how do you really have a talk about
that's one person.
He says, I'm going to do it because I know.
Right. Yeah. No, then we have Sutra Kriya Shema, the Mount of Moshe Mosbun Eichel.
That sounds like a real thing.
Right.
How can you have a din of Noshin with talk? So what's the talk? The written schaal of a veil. So you get schaal if you bring little infants.
That's another thing, you bring it to the Hakel. That's part of the mitzvah of Hakel, that everybody should be there. That's a shaila. Is there a mitzvah of chinuch after bar mitzvah on the farm? And Soloveitchik gave a whole shira, and he thought that yes. There's a shaila by Sfira Soima. That's how a child becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfira. So he's counting Sfira up until his bar mitzvah. And then the shaila is, after his bar mitzvah, does he continue to tell Sfira? Because min ha-Torah, everything that he counted, v'katnuso, doesn't count. So if it doesn't count, it's like the kids start to count to the middle of Sfira. So we say that if you miss the day, you can't continue to count to the bracha. So the Shaykh is not the din of chinuch, applies even after bar mitzvah. The father is obligated to see to it, and the son is obligated also mitam chinuch to practice the mitzvahs even after bar mitzvah. So that next year he'll do the mitzvah properly, even though this year is perhaps min haTorah, not mechuyav to tzil sfir, because he only becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of the unit,
well,
and he was missing.
Rabbanon anyway. Well, Rabbanon anyway, since chinuch is mitzvah Rabbanon, wouldn't you say that the
boss? That's what the Mincha Soluza said. The Munkacha says like that. He says that since Mitzvah Rabbanon, the kid was counting Svira the first couple of days, and the whole shaila is whether he says a brocha not, that Svira you have to count anyway. Let's say if you missed a day in sailing Svira. You have to count Svira anyway, because Rov HaPoskim hold against the Baal HaLachos Gedolos. Rov HaRishonim disagree with the Baal. Baal makes up a new din that if you missed one day in Svira, you're not mechuyav to continue to count at all, period. You don't have to bother counting because you won't have any mitzvah. And Thesis and all of Rishonim disagreed. They said, what do you invent a new din? The Shteitan came off it. So as a compromise with Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, like the Rav HaRishonim, that you do continue to count Svira Sarimah, but you leave out the Bracha out of deference to the Bahak, because the Bahak says that you're not Mechuyav. So Minchas Aloza's tiny is like that. He says, when a kid becomes by mitzvah in the middle of Svira, does he have to continue counting or not? Avari he continues to count. Even if he would have missed the first 10 days, he still continues to count. So the only Shaila is, does he say a Bracha or not? So he says the bracha, the whole issue of the bracha is only Midr Rabbanon. No Midr Rabbanon, he was counting the first 10 days of Svira. While he was a Kotn, he was counting. So since on a level of the Arai, there is no Shaila, he has to count, continue to count. On a level of Rabbanon, Vaita no Shaila, he was counting the original days, so he should count with the bracha. That's his time. But others question the point. They're not so sure whether the Cheshbon is correct. So others find that the child should be continue to be mechuyav to count with the bracha. When he becomes by mitzvah in the middle of Svira, mitam chinuch, he's ready by mitzvah. So the Taina know, but even after bar mitzvah, there's still a din of chinuch on the father and on the child. You have to be mechanech yourself now, even if you have a mitzvah that you're part of from now for some reason or another, you should have a chiyuv chinuch to practice for next year. That's a shaila, where the chinuch exists, where the chinuch continues after bar mitzvah. So we had again two clauses, and the din of shamei kainet, that if one person reads Megillah, or if one person blows the shofar, that everybody else who pays attention is yotzei. So we had two conditions. One condition is that the one is blowing the shofar, one is reading the Megillah, must be a bar chiyuve. If he's not bar mitzvah, so he can't be motzi the others in tkiyah shofar. And the other condition was that you have to have kavana shamei umashmiya. That in order to declare it as a pula mishutefes, I have to have you in mind, and you have to have a mind to be yotzei with the kriyas on the gift. So somebody raised the question this week, and I said we'll have to discuss it this week. The Mishnah says in Megillah, Mishnah Megillah gives all the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah. Dinim of Purim, there aren't enough dinim about Purim and Kriyas HaMegillah to make a whole Masechta out of it. And the Yerushalmi says the Tanoim wants to make a separate Masechta out of Megillah so that the laws of Purim will not be forgotten. Because it says in the Megillah, says to the Zichron Yosef Nizara, that the remembrance of Purim will never be forgotten. So they padded the Nesif, so they put in all the dinim of Beis HaKnesses, and all the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah, and they put in all the dinim of all the Ein Beins, a whole series of Ein Beins, and there's very little about that Purim. He could have made such a Mesichta out of Chanukah also. He could have taken the 2.5 dinim of Chanukah and also blown it up out of proportion, made a whole Mesichta and padded it. But they didn't feel it necessary to build up Chanukah. But by Purim, there's a pasuk in the Megillah, Mizichron v'yosef mizaron. So they had to make a big fuss out of Purim to make a whole Masechta that it shouldn't be forgotten, because the Masechta is maybe the Kriyas HaMegillah may be forgotten. That's how the Mishnah is, but a Masechta and Shas will never be forgotten. All Masechta and Mishnahs will never be forgotten. So they padded the Masechta of Purim, the Masechta of Megillah, with so many different things in order just to make a Psayesh Meyayin to create a Masechta. So Masechas Megillah, you have all the dinim of all the Zaytik dinim of Kriyas HaTorah. So it says in the Mishnah Megillah that a katan can get an aliyah for Kriyas HaTorah, and a woman can also get an aliyah for Kriyas HaTorah. Then the Gemara comments that although the Mishnah says a woman, hakovah min yashiva, a woman can get an aliyah, but the Braisa comments that it's not proper. That the men are supposed to be the ones who are sitting in the yeshivas and learning all the time, the women are supposed to be taking care of the children, taking care of the homes. The days of the Talmud was certainly so, that the women never went to the Beis Medrash to sit and learn. They had no yeshivas for the women for the recent years. So the woman is going to have to learn Kriyas HaTorah. It's going to be an embarrassment for the men. They don't know how to lay on their own. They have to daf on kohen to a woman that she knows the trap and she knows the yivra. So the Gemara quotes that price that it's improper. It's a bizoyin for the tzivah that they should have a woman like. A kotna doesn't say that it's a bizoyin for the tzivah. So the post came, posed this kasha. Another Rishonim asked the kasha. Is a woman obligated to hear Kriyas HaTorah or not? So usually we assume that just like a woman is part of Talmud Torah, so Kriyas HaTorah they're also exempt from. Kriyas HaTorah is a part of Talmud Torah, just like women are part of Talmud Torah, so they're part of Kriyas HaTorah. If one should assume like that, so then you have a kasha, and ketanim are not mechuyavim in any mitzvah before bar mitzvah. But the rabbanon are mechuyavim mitam chinuch, but there's nothing more than a chiyuv rabbanon. So the question is, if the noshim, if one should assume that the women are not obligated to hear Kriyas HaTorah, as the pashtus would dictate that it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and ketanim before bar mitzvah are also not mechuyavim in any of the mitzvahs, it's only mitam chinuch, but chinuch is a lower level of obligation. So Tesis asks the kasha, how can the katan and how can the isha laying Kriyas HaTorah to be mitzvah everybody in the tzibur? Don't you require a bar chiyuvah? Don't you have to have that the one who's mitzvah the others, like they shemeh kreineh, should be a bar chiyuvah? So one could answer the kasha by saying as well, if you want a faraction zech, you can answer like this. You can say that women are mechuyavim in Kriyas HaTorah. That's when the Magen Avraham quotes the Masechet Sofim, that although women are part of Talmud Torah, but Kriyas HaTorah, he even says on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos. Not sure if on Shabbos they happen to be in shul, they should listen to Kriyas HaTorah. No, he says the women, they're not mechuyav to come to shul on Monday and Thursdays to daven. They can daven at home. They don't have to come listen to Chazaras HaShatz or Kaddish or Kedusha or Baruch. But they have to come to shul Monday and Thursday in order to hear Kriyas HaTorah. That's what the Magen Avraham says. But the Magen Avraham says the practice is not good, because the women don't go to shul Monday and Thursday to hear Kriyas HaTorah. And even on Shabbos, he said, the practice is that the women don't listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. They come to shul and they daven and they look in the tzenev or whatever they did in his days, I don't know. But he says that they didn't listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. But he quotes the Masechet Sofim that yes, that they're obligated. No, see, if one should insist, like the Masechet Sofim, that women are obligated to hear Kriyas HaTorah, why? Apparently, the Masechet Sofim assumes that Kriyas HaTorah is not a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a different halacha, like the Gemara says, Vayelchu Shloshes Yamim B'loy Mayim, that Parshas Bo, that they were traveling in the midbar 3 days and there was no water. So the Gemara says, "Bava Kana Imayim Al Torah," that they were not learning Torah and they felt the Chalishi Tantas. Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana that they shouldn't go. Klavisa shouldn't go 3 days without Kriyas HaTorah. So the Epistem Masechet Sofim apparently thinks that it's a separate takana, not really an extension of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu before Matan Torah, that was in Mora, and Parshas Bo was before Matan Torah. Or Mashallah, forgot about it. So that was before Matan Torah, before the mitzvah of Talmud Torah was given. And still Moshe Rabbeinu had already made a takana. That's how the Gemara in Bava Kama understands the parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu had made a takana that she had Kriyas HaTorah. 3 days shouldn't go by without Kriyas HaTorah. So maybe it's a different takana, that they should hear Divrei Nevuah, they should hear Divrei Torah. It's not really so much of a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So even if so, so even women are mechuyav to hear Kriyas HaTorah. That's how the Magen Avraham quotes the Masechet Sofim.
Laying in the day,
only, right?
And it just seems like you got
to daven
on time. The women are really supposed to
tell us. Well, that's a shaila. Laying in the day, not laying in the night, that's a shaila. Let's say somebody knows he won't be able to make the Kriyas HaTorah. Let's say you have 10 people who won't be able to make the Kriyas HaTorah on Monday morning. They're going on a plane, Eretz Yisrael. Can they get together on Sunday night and learn Kriyas HaTorah?
Yeah,
they can't get together to daven Shacharis.
Yeah.
But can they get together to learn Kriyas HaTorah? The din is that the Kriyas HaTorah normally is done after Shacharis, before Asher Yom Tzion and Olam. That's how normal people do like that. Shacharis not Shas HaTzach. So they can't take the Sefer Torah on the plane for some reason or another. Whatever. So the Shaila is, he won't have a minyan, whatever. So the Shaila is, can they learn Kriyas HaTorah on Sunday night for Monday morning, or can you learn Kriyas HaTorah on Wednesday night for Thursday night? Yeah. So the Maharsham has a tshuva about this. Apparently, at one point in Russia, the youngest students were obligated to go to school on Shabbos morning. Shabbos all day they had to go to school. So the religious people went to school, they didn't take any notes. So the Shabbos was, and they couldn't have any Kriyas HaTorah. So they wanted to know, can they learn Parshas HaShavua, give 7 aliyahs on Friday night? So he has a tshuva, yes. He thinks that yes, that when you mechuyav to learn Kriyas HaTorah, you can learn any time during the day. The normal way to learn, of course, is in between Shacharis and Yom Kippur on Shabbos morning, or in between Shacharis and Asher Yom Tzion on a weekday. But he says if it's a Shas HaTchak like this, he says you can learn any time during the day. Let's say, and he brings the raya from Simchas Torah. That's his raya. He says, why in the world do you learn on the night of Simchas Torah? He says, it must be that it's the Kriyas HaTorah from tomorrow morning.
So really?
Yeah, but even if you dispute... Yeah, Sunday later. That's what he says, right? Sunday later.
Speaking, it doesn't look like they get away with anything. They're officially supposed to down also.
Nishimoyashri in the correct time, and now they're supposed, 20 Mogadabra, they're supposed to leave. When are you going to nurse a baby? When are you going to, you know, all these things, you got obligations. I mean, I think that's the reason why you have this idea of this is not, because you got so many obligations, you know, the kids were screaming. So, you know, unless you're going to say that men have to stay home all the time.
It's really dogly. Because isn't it that when the women get older and what happens,
their children never believe in these reasons? No, never believe in these reasons. No, they're always part of it. The Avodah gives this reason, that the women are meshubah to do things at certain times, they just can't take off and go to shul and do the mitzvahs whenever they want. So therefore, even though a single girl, or let's say an older woman, is not meshubah so much, a single, except she's not married, she has no children, so she's not meshubah, so the Avodah says it's a light plug their eyes. That the normal situation would be that the woman is busy taking care of the family, so she has no time to do anything. That's what Robert wants. Okay. If they're able to, if they're not able, so they can't daven either. That's how the Chafetz Chaim is the brother's wife. That when she's raising the children, she's busy, she has no time to daven. So he said, I used to be mitzvah, part of an mitzvah. She's busy raising the children, so she's part of him daven. So when grow older, then he said she has to daven. What the Taina is a good Taina anyway. You're telling that Kriya Satira should be a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Even if you should dispute the point that you said. You said you're probably only laying in the daytime. Even if you should hold like this, this is called Mahasham. Oh wow, Mahasham has a lot of wild things. Even if one should assume that you can lay at night on Sunday night for Monday or Wednesday night for Thursday, but still you only lay on Monday and Thursday and Shabbat. You don't lay on Tuesday, you don't lay on Sunday. So still the mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Forget about Bayom or Balayla. Even if you can fulfill a mitzvah any time on Monday, Yom or Laila, or any time on Thursday, it's still a Zman Groma, because you only lay on Monday and on Thursday and on Shabbos. You have still a good time. How can the Manasseh HaSeifim obligate the women to hear Kriya Sefer on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos? Shouldn't it be a mitzvah saseh shazman groma? It's a good question. Still a good question.
But the reason around that more
women right. That's what the Rambam points out in Pirush HaMishnah. There are more exceptions to the rule than the rule applies to. Right? No, women are mukhayyib in so many mitzvahs.
The reason they want to wear Monday and Thursdays is not because it's a mitzvah mangrove. It's because you shouldn't be so many days without so much shalaz mangrove. You want to make it a mitzvah shalaz mangrove.
Could also be that the shalaz, let's say they didn't lain in shul on Monday. They didn't have a minyan or whatever, they didn't have a sefer Torah. And then they come together on Tuesday morning and they have a sefer Torah, they have a minyan. Can you lay in Kriyas HaTorah on Tuesday morning? The reason for the takana Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos was that 3 days shouldn't go by without Kriyas HaTorah. So if they lay last on Shabbos, and then you went from Sunday to Monday, they didn't have a sefer Torah, now you went to Tuesday, so maybe you can lay in Kriyas HaTorah on Tuesday? That's the third day if
you could. Unless, did you bring it up once that if, say that there was a big snowstorm on Shabbos?
Right.
And then you said that they could make it up because it was an impossibility to
do it
to get here
for
the
Davos. Right.
But if they didn't have a
million,
you said that
they're not obligated, right. That's how the Shah Ram says. They're not obligated to make up last week's Parsha. Here the Shah is, here you're not making up. Here if the Takanas Chacham and Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu was to lay in Kriyas HaTorah within 3 days of the last time you lay in Kriyas HaTorah. So normally you lay on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos, and invite them Monday, Thursday and Shabbos. Maybe if you missed Monday, maybe you can lay on Tuesday. So that is the original Takana. So you will not miss Moshe Rabbeinu has mistak on Monday and Thursday because those are Yimei Ratzon. That's another thing. They had the big markets then. Tosfos says in Baruch Hamas, and Monday and Thursday are Yimei Ratzon. Why are they Yimei Ratzon? So Tosfos proves from the Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, the different times we went up were always Monday and Thursday. So Monday and Thursday are Yimei Ratzon. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu chose those days. But the shot is, what if they missed Kriyas HaTorah on Monday? Maybe you can lay, maybe no one got together, let's say. Maybe you can lay on Tuesday to fulfill the Iker Takana. It's not like if you've missed Parshas Truma, you're going to lay two Parshas on Tuesday.
Then you would lay on Friday.
No, then you can lay on Thursday.
I don't have another excuse. I lay on Tuesday, so I don't want 3 days to go by. If I don't lay on Thursday, I'll lay on Friday.
Okay. Maybe if you miss Thursday, you can lay on Friday also. That's a Shaila.
What's wrong with
that? So in the Shulchan Aruch,
what's wrong with laying every day? Assuming they get together,
you can lay whenever you want, but can you say a bracha on the Kriya Sattari?
If you make it
every
time, is there a problem?
No, if you have a tiny sleep, then you're obligated to lay.
But assuming tomorrow morning you decide that we're all going to pass. I'm going to pass Eretz Yisrael.
So that's a din. If you have a time to be mechuyev to learn.
So
mechuyev to learn.
Because they saw.
You didn't have to make it a time to be. Once you agree the time, then it's an obligation to learn Eretz
Yisrael. What's the difference between laying out of the Torah and saying the bracha, and to thinking for me to get up in the morning and open up the Gemara and say the same book as the Torah?
Oh, good, good. If you didn't say Bir HaSater yet, you can say it. But what if everybody in shul already said Bir HaSater before they started the
Gemara? So
then you're saying it, bracha l'batala. Unless the Chacham were misakin that you have to learn Bir HaSater. So part of the fulfillment of the Takana is that each one of the people who gets an aliyah has to repeat the Bir HaSater. Even though he said it in the morning, he has to say it again. So that's the shaila. What if everybody in shul on Tuesday morning missed Kriyas HaTorah on Monday? They were all traveling, whatever. They were all traveling on an airplane. There was no Sefer Torah. Or they didn't. They had no Sefer Torah in town. The Sefer Torah was brought to the country, to the bungalow town. They brought the Sefer Torah on Tuesday morning. And on Tuesday morning, everybody already said Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. And then after Chazaras HaShatz, after Shachar, he said, decide, they want to learn Kriyas HaTorah. What's the deal? So on Shulchan Aruch, there is a minority opinion like that. The HaTorah is the Kenim. On the side of the Shulchan Aruch says that the takana was to lay in every 3 days, and if you missed Monday, you can lay in on Tuesday. And the Mishnah Berurah says that we don't follow that opinion of that. There is a gain, and we follow the view of the claim of the majority of the poskim disagree, that the takana was specifically to lay in dafka on Monday and dafka on Thursday. If you lay in on any other day, so if you've already recited Birchas HaTorah in the morning, your repetition of the Birchas HaTorah, when you get the aliyah, would constitute a bracha l'atom. That's how the Netziv has also, has a tshuva. Once there was a Chanukah, once there was a dedication of Sefer Torah in a big shul in Cincinnati. Some people donated Sefer Torah, so they were marching, and they had it on Sunday, of course, when no one went to work. So they had dancing and singing in the streets and the whole ceremony. And then when they came to the shul, they decided, well, let's take out a Sefer Torah, let's lay in for the new Sefer Torah. So they gave three aliyahs, and they made mishaberos, and they had people give a lot of money. And then some of the people started to tell them, what do you mean laying on Sunday? There's no takanas chum to laying on Sunday, it's a bracha l'matola. And other people said, what kind of bracha l'atorah? Ain't it tzivah v'yaitzah? Why is it a bracha l'atorah? So he learned the extra kriyas atorah. Why should it be a bracha l'atorah? So then the tziv was asked to shayla. Tziv was then the Rosh Hashiva of Valojin. And he was asked to shayla from Cincinnati what he thinks. So he writes a whole tshuva. He thinks that it was a bracha l'atorah. He thinks that you can only learn Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, and Yom Tov when there's a takanas chacham. And any day when there's no takanas chacham, you see cannot learn.
If you don't make a bracha like you have by the nesiv, Chanukah. So you take out the Sefer Torah, you don't make a bracha, and you lay without the brachas.
Yeah, he, in another tshuva he talks about that. Can you lay in Kriyas HaTorah without brachas, like by the Chassidim they lay in Chodesh Nissan, the first 12 days they lay in the Parashas HaNesiyim. Are you allowed to do that?
So
he quotes the Machlokes, the Bavli in Yerushalmi, what's the aloha? Let's say in some shuls they lay in on Hoshanah Rabbah, they lay in from a Sefer Torah without any brachas. Hoshanah Rabbah night, they lay in Chumash Dvar, they lay in from a Sefer Torah without brachas. So the Netziv has a whole tshuva, he thinks you're not allowed to do that either. Because the Yerushalmi's opinion is that Birchas HaTorah is only deraisa when you're learning b'tzibur. When a person learns privately, so the whole din of Birchas HaTorah is only with the Rabbana. When you do Talmud Torah Barabim, then and only then is Birchas HaTorah deraisa. Because Birchas HaTorah deraisa is learned from the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Havogodol Alekeinu. So it sounds like everybody's learning together. That when we learn Divrei Torah, Kishem Hashem Ekro means when we learn Divrei Torah, so somebody should recite a bracha to the Rebbeinu Shmuel. It sounds like you're learning Barabim, you're learning B'tzibur. Talmud Torah Barabim requires a Birchas HaTorah Derais. Talmud Torah B'yochid, the opinion of the Yerushalmi is that Birchas HaTorah is only the Rabbonim.
How about
Simchas Torah? We do say... No, Simchas Torah is only a minig, but it's not in all places. They don't play in all places. The Rambam writes the minig. Yeah. Some shuls they don't play. This shul they don't play. In most shuls they do learn. The Rambam says. The Rambam says that the minig Ashkenaz is that you do learn. Then you say a bracha.
If you learn on Sunday night, you'll be considered like Monday. You'll be a different Sunday night or Tuesday morning.
According to the Marsham, right. According to the Marsham, you can learn on Sunday night to be able to say Monday's Kriyas HaTorah.
I think shuls start off davening in the morning with learning, but it's too early to put on film here.
Okay.
It's still
like, it's the middle of the night. Okay.
When do we do Ryan Sigurd? Shabbos Mincha. Queen time, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos.
Shabbos Mincha, the Gemara discusses it. That's in the Gemara. That's in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. The Gemara explains why do you have Sukkot.
It's more than three times.
Yeah. The Gemara says that Takonas Kriyas HaTeira, Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, is for the lazy people who didn't attend davening on Monday and Thursday morning, so you want to make up a little bit for them. So made a Takonas Kriyas HaTeira, Shabbos.
Next week.
Doesn't matter, as long as you have the Ritah. Yeah. Doesn't matter, but the Gemara says that because of the Yeshve Kronos and Mr. Kriyas HaTeira on Monday and Thursday morning. So this is a Shaila though, the Netziv doesn't like that practice, that by the Chassidim and a lot of shul they lay on Hashanah Rabbi night, they lay with that brachas barabim. So he says, according to the Yerushalmi, it's an Issa deraisa, because you're doing Talmud Torah barabim without a Birchas HaTeira. The Birchas HaTeira that all the people said in the morning, that was a Birchas HaTeira with Talmud Torah the Yochid. But that wasn't required min HaTorah. Now that you're learning Barabim, it's required to recite Birchas HaTorah deraisa. He's against that.
You should have called them in the morning, you learned in the Torah in the morning. So what Barabim?
Shabbat at night.
The morning.
No, Hashanah Rabbah in the morning is a regular Kriyas HaTorah. No, but in a lot of communities that are meaning that Hashanah Rabbah at night, they learn Mishnah Torah.
See, I can't think of flights who said that they didn't make Kriyas HaTorah Barabim, but they did. They made it in the morning.
Can that be the last day? Yeah, but they're having another Kriyas HaTorah Barabim now. Even if you're not Muslim, you can't have fun.
Each time you lay, you have to have a new one.
Right.
So what's the problem that they don't make this one? So they'd be all right if they did make this one? Or they should do it
on the one hand, according to the Yerushalmi's opinion, they're obligated to recite the Birchas HaTorah, and if not, they're violating an Issa Deraisa. They're learning Talmud Torah Barabim without a bracha. On the other hand, the Babli is of the opinion that you only recite the Birchas HaTorah a second time in the day if you're fulfilling the Takanas HaChamim of Kriyas HaTorah. Because Birchas HaTorah deraisa is even the opposite. He's already said a bracha in the morning, so you don't repeat a bracha now.
But by night it's a new day anyway, right?
No, but you don't. No, you don't say a new Birchas HaTorah. No. So the Netziv just points out, since it's a machlokes, the Babli and Yerushalmi, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have any Pesach to say Yerushalmi. So he said you should avoid it whenever possible. You should never learn. Okay. So he says no. He says you should learn from a chumash. You shouldn't learn from a sefer Torah. You should never read Talmud Torah Barabbas. Should avoid that.
On the simplest Torah, when they learn, they have the shleisher. They have shleisher. The color three.
Yeah,
but there is a chassidish minhag that the color five. Magid, and they learn from different places.
Yeah, the Ramah has them. They learn all in the Dorim. It says, you learn Parshas Nedorim.
What is that?
On Simchas Torah night. The Ramah says the meaning that you learn Parshas Nedorim. So some people thought you learn Parshas Nedorim, that you learn Parshas Matis, all the Dinim of Nedis, and the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't mean that. You learn Parshas Nedorim means that you learn those Parshas that people usually pay a lot of money to buy. They take a Nedah to buy. That's Be'itim Lecho, and Birchas Yaakov, and Birchas Moshe, all the Feta Aliyahs. All the aliyahs that people usually give a lot of nedarim in order to buy them. It's by chassidim, they learn, they study. You have to have a good balkari that knows the whole thing is balkan. Because usually they're not prepared. It's very after all the dancing, so you have to give five aliyahs, and they roll the sefer from one place to the other, completely different places. And balkari has to know everything balkan. So getting back again, we had a problem. Tosfos asks a question. The Mishnah says in the Megillah that Meikar Adin, a cotton can get an aliyah, and an Isha can get an aliyah for Kriyas HaTorah. So Tosfos Vektakasha, we have a din in Shamea Koine, if you want to be moti somebody else, the one who's the Balkorei has to be a Mechuyah B'Dovah. So how can an Isha get an aliyah to be moti in Tzibur if an Isha is cotton for Talmud Torah? How can a cotton get an aliyah if a cotton is not Mechuyah B'Dovah? This was the problem. Mechita is a different problem. How do you handle it? It's a different problem. Apparently that's what the Pesach said. Apparently the paid on having the men and the women said it means not to have everybody mixed together. But one or two women in the men's section, these are the fellows. That's what the Pesach said.
Which
In the Beis HaMikdash also it says they didn't have all the women, most of the women were in the Yezus Nashim and all the men were in the Yezus Nashim.
They smuggled in.
Once in a while a woman had to come in to bring a carbon for some other purposes. And then they let her into the Azor. Now she says in Sefer that the women, absolutely no women were allowed into the Azorah whatsoever, ever, never. And then she says, what do you mean never? Once in a while there was a woman in the Azorah, had to go for this, for that, for the other. I mean, there are klal, the women are supposed to be in the Yezus Nashim, and the men are supposed to be in the Azorah. But in Nashim, both of those, the Beis HaKnesses is Nishgifah. So again, so Tosfos poses this kasha, how can a woman get an aliyah, how can a cotton get an aliyah, how can they be made to the others if they're not Mechuyah B'Dovah? So if one should say, that the Isha is Mukhiv in Kriyas HaTera, like the Magen Avraham is Masechet Seferim. Why? Because the Chayv is Kriyas HaTera, 173 days. It's not a Chayv in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. No, the Takanas Kriyas HaTera was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu before Matan Torah. So before Matan Torah Bechlal, there was no Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So what was the Takanah? It's a different takana. So that perhaps applies to women as well. That's how the Masechta Seferim says. If you say that the women are mechuyev, so then the whole kasha doesn't get off the ground. Then you might insist also, how can a cotton get an aliyah? Mikra Radin says a cotton gets an aliyah. So you say the cotton also is a cotton shehigia lechinuch, and it's just as mechuyev as everybody else is. Everybody else, the whole takana is kriyas haTorah midirabbanan. So everybody's only mechuyev midirabbanan. And the cotton shehigia lechinuch is also mechuyev to hear kriyas haTorah midirabbanan. So he's mechuyev and they're mechuyev if you'll adopt that opinion in Tosafot. There are two opinions in the Tosafot here. Can a cotton shehigia lechinuch be motzi everybody else with hadlokas hamenorah? As far, there are two opinions in Tosafot. Can a cotton shehigia lechinuch be motzi everybody else with kriyas hamegillah? Because then kriyas hamegillah is only the rabbanon, and the cotton shehigia lechinuch is mechuyev in the rabbanon. So on the level of the Rabbanan, he's Mukhiv and they're Mukhiv, so good, let him be Moti everybody else. So those were two opinions in Rishonim that are both quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And even if one assumes that a cotton shehigil achinah cannot be Moti everybody else with Kriyas HaMegillah, so then there's a further dispute in the Poskim, can a cotton shehigil achinah be Moti me with Hadlokas HaMenorah? Then we discuss why. Because maybe the reason why the cotton cannot be Moti the Gedolim in Kriyas HaMegillah is because Kriyas HaMegillah is Medirei Kabbalah, which is a higher level of obligation, whereas Chinuch is only a plain din de Rabbanan. But Hadlokas HaMenorah is only a din de Rabbanan, that's not Medirei Kabbalah, so the cotton is Medirei Rabbanan, and everybody else is Medirei Rabbanan. And other Poskim. Right, and other.
But maybe it's a key of the mitzvah of
Right, and other poskim disputed it, and they said no, that the chiyuv of the cotton is only mitam chinuch, means that it's a lower level of a mitzvah, even by hadlokas hamenorah, when no one is mechuyev mitam divrei kabbalah, everybody's only mechuyev divrei rabbanan, still perhaps the cotton cannot be mitzi the gedolim because the cotton is a lower level of chiyuv. The chiyuv mitam chinuch is a lower level. It's not the same level of chiyuv as everybody else's. Fine. So if one should insist that not so, that a cotton shehigil achinah can be moitzi everybody else with hadlokas hamenorah just by Megillah now, because Megillah, everybody else is mechuyev midirei kabbalah. But hadlokas neiros chanukah, everybody else is only mechuyev midirei rabbanan, and the cotton is mechuyev midirei rabbanan, so he can be moitzi everybody else. So maybe that's the pshat over here by the kriyas haTorah as well. The cotton can get an aliyah because the cotton is mechuyev midirei rabbanan mitam chinuch, and everybody else is mechuyev midirei rabbanan mitam kriyas haTorah. So he can be mighty there, and the Isha can get an aliyah because the Isha is also mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah with the Rabbanan, as the Magen Avraham quotes in the name of the Masechet Seferim. Look, if you should say like that, so you have a Torah. But Tosafot obviously doesn't hold on. Tosafot says in Rosh Hashanah and another place in this kasha, how can it be that the Isha gets an aliyah? How can it be that the Kotan gets an aliyah? They're not mechuyev b'dov. So Tosafot says you don't need mechuyev b'dov with the Kriyas HaTorah. Why not? Why don't you need mechuyev b'dov for Kriyas HaTorah? That's what was brought up last week. This is what we left off last week. Why don't you need mechuyev b'dov for Kriyas HaTorah? So to this kasha, Dayan Grosnos has a tshuva in his sefer. He quotes Rabbi Yosef Engel basically. He doesn't quote by name, but Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses this in the sefer like Achtoy. Dayan Grosnos quotes other makaris, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes other makaris. But it boils down to the same thing. The shaila is like this. When you lay in the Megillah, the fact that the Baal Korei lays the Megillah and he's mostly all the people in the shul is based on Shamei HaKohanim. Really, Bikur HaDin, we should require that each and every individual person should have a Megillah and read on his own. And in Tekiya Shofar, Bikur HaDin, everybody should blow Shofar on his own. And in Kiddush and Avdol, everybody ought to say his own Kiddush and Avdol. But we can make it the Kitzer, and if we have one person blow the Shofar, and 100 people listen, 1,000 people are Shameya, so Shamei HaKohanim, it's considered Keilu, all 1,000 people blew the Shofar, as if all 1,000 people recited their own Kiddush. As if all 1,000 people read the Megillah. What's the story by Kriyas HaTorah? What's the vote? If you have 10 people in Shul, then you have Chazoros HaShatz. The vote is, let's say, Chazoros HaShatz. Chazoros HaShatz means Shamei HaKohanim. When the Chazan says the Shemoneh Esrei out loud, it's considered as if everybody said the Shemoneh Esrei out loud. They already said the Shemoneh Esrei. All the 10 people already said Tefillah B'Lachash. So originally Chazoros HaShatz was instituted because of the people who didn't know how to daven. So as far as they're concerned, the people who didn't have a siddur, that's regular Shemei HaKohanim. And they pay attention to the Chazrin, it's considered as if they themselves have recited Mishpat. But after the Chachamim instituted the Takana of Chazor HaShat to be made today, you know, Baki, or the one that doesn't know he's a Baki, but he doesn't know the Siddha, whatever. But then they made it more inclusive Takana. They said, this Takana is required even if everybody in Shul knows how to daven it. Everybody daven Tefillah B'Lachash, he still must have Chazor HaShat. So what function does the Chazor HaShat serve? Well, so we explain it. It serves the function of a Tefillah HaTzibur. When all the 10 people daven B'Lachash together, that is Tefillah B'Tzibur. Everybody daven B'Tzibur, meaning together. When the Chazan repeats the Shemana Esra out loud, that's one Tefillah offered by the whole Tzibur. So you can't say on the Chazor HaShat, Shemeh Koine now. It's as if everybody had said the Shemana Esra. No, they already said the Tefillah B'Lachash. We don't want them to say another Shemana Esra. We want now that the whole Tzibur together should offer one Tefillah. That's Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the Chazor HaShat, as far as the people who already did daven the Tefillah B'Lachash is concerned, that's not based on Shemei Koine. That's a different verse. That's Halacha, that the whole Tzibur together offers one Tefillah. That's the fact.
The Tzibur has become Shalichah. He's acting as a Shalichah for the whole Tzibur. It's not a Shemei Koine.
Right, and Gansen a different thing. It's not based on Shemei Koine. That's why exactly, you call it Shalichah at Tzibur. It's all different verse.
Okay, it can't be a Shalichah.
Can a cotton be a Sharia? No, you cannot. Why? Why? You don't allow a cotton to be a chazan anywhere.
I'm not asking that, but you make a cotton a Sharia.
No. For a Shliach to some Mechomet, no.
So then how can you make him a Shliach?
We'll get to the later. Just a minute. We'll get to the later. In fact, this explains why some Amadaik in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Brachas, in Perek Aleph, whenever you hear a bracha from anybody, you should answer Amen. Even if he's saying Shahakol, and I'm not interested in being yotzei with his Shahakol, you always have to say Amen. Certainly. Also, the Rambam says, if you want to be yotzei with his bracha, Vada, you should say Amen. But, the Rambam writes, what if you paid attention to his bracha, and you didn't say Amen? Let's say somebody says Kiddush, and I was paying attention, but I don't say Amen at the end. So the Gemara raises the question in Sukkah, and Daf Lamed Ches. What the Halacha of Shomea? Shama v'loy ana omin. If I listen to someone else's kiddush, I don't know, I didn't answer amen, and I yotze b'di'evet or not. L'chatchila, I should have said amen. But b'di'evet, I didn't say amen, and I yotze anybody. So the Gemara says, yes, shamea, ki'oina. Shamea, when you pay attention, is considered ki'oina, as if you had said amen. And if you would have said amen, kol ha'oina omin acha ha'mavarach, kilo ha'yki b'yokom yipim dami. So since you were paying attention, it's considered kilo, you had said amen. So it's considered as if you had said the bracha. Let's say listen to Tkiyah Shofar. You're going to say Amen after the Tkiyahs. After the last Tkiyah Gedolah, you don't say Amen. You just listen after the Kriyas HaMegillah. Darish Tov Yamav Dovah Shom Uchol Zaro. You don't say Amen. You listen to the Kriyas HaMegillah. In fact, so even by Kiddush and Abdullah, when normally you're supposed to say Amen because it's the conclusion of a bracha, so the Gemara says, even if you didn't say Amen, you're also Yotze B'Yot. So the Rambam writes this in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, Per Galach. You write that whenever you hear a bracha, you should always say amen. Certainly, if you want to be yotzei with that bracha, but if you listen to someone else's bracha and you want to be yotzei with it, and you fail to say amen, you're yotzei anyway, b'diyot. Then the Rambam never repeats this in any other place. But Kiyah Shofar, he doesn't write again, everybody should say amen, if they didn't say amen, you're yotzei anyway. He doesn't repeat it every time. There are only several rare instances where the Rambam writes it again. He writes it again by Chazor HaShat. That when the Chazan repeats the Shemana Esra out loud, everybody has to say Amen. And he has about Bench and Mezumin also a second time. When you bench Mezumin, everybody has to say Amen. In the third place he has. So why does he mention over here? You have to say Amen. So some Amadaik from the Rambam, this is a brisket deal. The Poskim don't make any fuss about the Rambam. But they quote apparently from a Volvala Salvation, from a Chaim Salvation. Somebody over there from Brisk made this deal in the Rambam that the Rambam means to say over here that a Chazor HaShat, if you don't answer Amen, you're not Yotze Chazor HaShat. Or by benching Mezumin, if the people don't answer Amen, they're not Yotze the Mezumin. Why not? If the din normally is, that Shemeya Ke'oine, if you heard the Brach and you paid attention, even if you didn't say Amen, that you are Yotze, so why should these two be an exception to the rule? Let's concentrate on these two. On Chazor HaShat and on Bench Mizum. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik explained, that's how they say in the Briska Torah, that here it's a different idea. It's not a din over here of Shemeya Ke'oine. by Kiddush and Avdolah, when I pay attention to your Kiddush, it's considered as if I had said Amen. If I would have said Amen, it wouldn't be good. Here by Chazaras HaShatz, what is considered as if everybody said the Chazaras HaShatz. We don't want everybody to say the Chazaras HaShatz. They already daven Belachash. We want one person to offer a tefillah on behalf of the whole tzibur. So the vort over here is not Shamea Kohen, the vort is that the whole tzibur together offers one Chazaras HaShatz. The Rambam apparently is of the opinion that if you don't have the participation of the tzibur with the chazan, by their answering Amen, that you don't, it's not considered Chazaras HaShatz. If you have the chazan is saying the Shemana Esrei, and you don't have nine people answering, then it's a bracha l'batol. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If you don't have nine people answering, it says it's a bracha l'batol. Why? I bet they're paying attention to every word. It's an achmuzin. They're not talking in shul. They're all paying attention, but they're just not answering Amen. So from the Rambam it sounds like he holds that it's a bracha l'batol. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If you don't have nine people answering the Chazaras HaShatz bracha l'batol, why? Because over here you can't say Shamea Ke'oine. You don't want Shamea Ke'oine over here. You don't want it to be considered as if everybody said the Chazaras HaShatz. You want the participation of the Tzibur with the Chazaras HaShatz of the Chazan, that it should be called the Dover Shal Tzibur. So the Rambam is of the opinion that the only way that it's considered the participation of the Tzibur is if they all say Amen. And the same he seems to hold regarding Bench Mezumin, that the idea of Bench Mezumin is not based on Shamea Ke'oine. If I know how to bench and the other fellow does know how to bench, then the Gemara says, nope, then you say Shamea Ke'oine. But if two people know how to bench, so the deal is everybody has to bench separately. You're not allowed to rely on Shamea Ke'oine. The Yerushalmi says, if you wait on your own, then you should bench on your own. You didn't rely on the other guy to eat. So don't rely on the other guy to say the benching either. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Be'achalta v'savata v'erachta. If you wait, b'chvedecho v'yatzmecho. So you should bench all on your own. So liyaylam, the only time, it's a din mid the rabbanim. In Atari, you do all that. One person can bench and the other one will be yetzer with Shamea Ke'oine. So if one does know how to bench, then you have no prayer, then you rely on Shamea Ke'oine. But if they both know how to bench, you're not allowed to rely on Shamea Ke'oine. Nevertheless, we have a din on benching mezumin. What does it mean benching mezumin? It doesn't mean the way we do. In the days of the Gemara, when they would bench mezumin, only the mezamin would recite the whole benching and everybody else would pay attention and just say Amen. What kind of a din is that? That's what the Rishonim is. What kind of a din is that? He just said that you don't say Shamea Ke'oine and benching. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained in a big in a Yotzach. He explained that benching mezumin is also, the Rambam apparently benching mezumin is also like a shlech tzibur. It's a din deraisa that there are two kinds of benching. There's one benching biyachid, a private person ate, so he benches. And then there's a din of a chaburei, if a tzibur, a chaburei, so the chaburei should offer one benching for the whole chaburei, for the whole group. So that's also like Chazaras HaShatz. It's not a din that the one person benches and everybody says Amen, Shamea Ke'oine. It's considered as if each member of the group had benched on his own. No, we don't want that. The whole group ate together. Shlosh Yishach L'Ka'achas. If the group ate together, so then the whole group together offers one Birchas HaMazon. So that's why the Rambam seems to write over there that when you bench Mezumin, everybody has to answer Amen. If they don't answer Amen, you won't apply over here Shamea Ke'oine. We don't say Shemei HaKoneh by benching. You're not allowed to apply that with the Rabbon. You're not allowed to apply Shemei HaKoneh to benching. If you wait yourself, you should bench yourself. The only din is if you have Shlosh HaShach L'Ka'achas, if a Chabur ate together, then there's a special din on benching Mezumin. The whole group only has to offer one benching. It's a din with the Raisa like that. The whole group only has to offer one benching. So if it's a benching, the Chabur, then we require that everybody should say Amen. If they don't say Amen, so there's no tziruf of the tzibur together with the one who's doing the bench.
My point is, they have, for instance, they say one kaddish. One says kaddish and nobody else says kaddish.
No, that's the way it's
supposed to be. The same thing?
No, that's the din. No, kaddish is a double shibidusha, so you have to have nine people answering for every person who's saying kaddish. Yeah,
pashtu is it. They all say it together?
No, only one person says kaddish. That's the way it was in the Shulchan Aruch. Only one person says Kaddish. A lot of you, so they take turns. One says one Kaddish, one says the next Kaddish, one says the next. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. Only one person says Kaddish.
Well, why is it different? Let's say by Kiddush, we have the same, you know, Global Hakash Melon. We'll prefer one person to make Kiddush. Not have five people up there say it.
No, that's another thing. If you have a lot of people want to do the same mitzvah together, so we prefer to have one person do it on behalf of everybody. But that's also based on Shamea Ke'oine. Considered all Tidin, as if every member of the family who lived there said his own Kiddush.
Now we're saying by benching, it's preferable for everybody to benching. And you wait.
If you don't have a mezumah, you don't have a mezumah. If you do have a mezumah, then the din is that one person benches, and everybody has to say Amen to each bracha, and they all yaitzeh the benching the chabura.
Nowadays, everyone, you know, we're doing it tremendous in three places, plus everybody benches, nobody's.
Right, that's another thing. The Shulchan Aruch recommends, the Mechaber recommends the Shulchan Aruch, that since today people don't pay such good attention to others when they're going to be benching, and it's all, when benching is long, it's not like Kiddush is just one short time here. So therefore the Mechaber recommends that you should say along softly the whole benching with the Mezamen. But the Ikar Din should not be neglected, Mishnah Berurah says, that the one who's Mezamen, the one who's benching Mezamen, should recite all benching out loud, clearly out of Ari Chasreinu.
By Pesach, you have a Chabur, you need to come Pesach.
So here you have cases, here you have a case, say Chazaras HaShatz. So according to the way we explain in the Rambam, and it's a very interesting pshat, it's correct, Chazaras HaShatz, that the Chazan repeats the whole Shemana Esrei. What does he repeat it? We might see everybody and everybody's Yetzer with Shemaya Koine. It's considered as if they said the Chazaras HaShatz. No, we don't want everybody to say Chazaras HaShatz. They already done Balarash. We want the whole Sibur together should offer one Chazaras HaShatz. So the fact that the Chazan repeats the Shemana Esrei and everybody pays attention, that's not based on Shemaya Koine. So perhaps one can say here by Kriyas HaTorah the same as well. What's the word by Kriyas HaTorah? We really want, if you have, let's say, in Shul, on a Monday or Thursday morning, a Shabbos morning, let's imagine Shabbos morning you have 500 people in Shul. We really would want everybody to take out his own Sefer Torah and start laying in Kriyas HaTorah. But instead of having everybody laying his own Kriyas HaTorah, so we have one person get up and you're laying, and everybody else is Yotzei B'Shmei Kainah. That's the Ikar HaDin, that really everybody should lay in his own. So what do you mean seven Aliyahs? What are the seven Aliyahs all about? What do you mean seven Aliyahs? So the Pashtus, you see that that's not the Takanas Chacham of Kriyas HaTorah. It's not the same as Megillah. By Megillah, the real din is each person should read his own Megillah. And if everybody has their own Megillah and everybody knows the Trup and everybody knows the Ivrit, it would be preferable that all 10 people in Shul or all 500 people in Shul should sit down and read the Megillah. Each guy should read his own Megillah.
You need a minion for Megillah.
Yeah, okay. So that would be really the Chatchila. But most people don't, and many people don't have a Megillah, most people don't know the Trup and they don't know the Ivrit. So the Balkari does us a favor. So he lanes the Megillah, and everybody's Yotzei B'Shmei Koine, it's considered as if each and every person who paid attention had read the Megillah. So it comes out that all 500 people in Shul did read the Megillah al Pidin. But by Kriyas HaTorah, that's probably not the Psha. We don't want, that's our Rabbi Yosef Engelstein, this is what Dan Grossness also brings rise. We don't want every person in Shul to lane Kriyas HaTorah. No, that doesn't make any sense. So how are you going to get seven Aliyahs? Obviously the pshat is that Tzibur together should have, it's a chiyuv Tzibur. The Tzibur should have Kriyas HaTorah, and everybody should pay attention and learn to listen to Divrei Nevuah, to listen to Divrei Torah, however you word it. But it's not a din Shamei Koine, that since we're paying attention to the Kriyas HaTorah, so it's considered as if we ourselves have read from the Sefer Torah. No, we don't want it to be based on Shamei Koine. It's a din like Chazaras HaShatz, and it's the word like benching the Zuman. It's not all based on Shemei Koine. If you say like that, then it's Miyushev, the Kasha that Tosis asks. That's the answer. The fact that the Balkori can be an Isha, the fact that the Balkori can be a Koptan, does not pose any Kasha. The only Alohi, the Balkori can't be a Nochri. Because a Nochri learns Torah, apparently it's not called Divrei Torah. When a Goy learns, the Gemara says if he does get Schar, but it's not the level of Divrei Torah that it should be. We want that everybody in Shul should hear Divrei Torah from Abba Yisrael. But if it's a person who's not Mechuyi Bedova, so what? The only time there's a Chisorin, that Misha Eni Mechuyi Bedova, Reina Boitzei Echer, Midei Chai Vosun, that only applies when you want to apply the Klal of Shemei Koine. You want everybody to be Yetzi with the Pul and Meshutef is with me. So we say the two of us together did the mitzvah. So that's only if I'm a Bar Chiyuvi, if I'm Mechuyi Bedova. But if you don't require Shemei Koine, you're not basing it on Shemei Koine.
Then there's no... Not Shlichus.
Different question. Three women can make a mezuzah. So, yeah. The Gemara says men with women together is not proper to bench mezuzah. So different time of the
Gemara. You mentioned about laning. Very strange. In the time of the Gemara, everyone who got Aliyah laned his own portion, right?
Yeah.
So now we're saying, well, let a woman not do it because it's not covered. See, the next knows never laned better than men laning, right?
Yeah.
But nobody lanes. Only the Bakari lanes nowadays.
I mean, the way we have the institution that nobody lanes, they just say the brachas.
Yes, yeah, we have it. You have to know
the women say the brachas.
Yeah, like everyone else.
A good point.
But no, we have it. When somebody comes to lay, sure, and he has to stand, so he stands in the time of Chazaras HaShatz.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to give this head, why should he talk about Chazaras HaShatz? So he doesn't have that prayer of the Tzibur for Chazaras HaShatz.
He won't be answering on me.
He won't answer on me.
Okay.
So it's no good. He shouldn't. He should not
come. So what, he should listen to the Chazaras HaShatz first and then daven?
Yeah.
don't know. Maybe you should. I don't know. You have to look in the Shabbat.
Everybody can do it. Hazor Shabbat.
In the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam quotes the Rambam like that. The Rambam quotes the Rambam that his practice was that they all stood. Different shuls have different minhag. The Rambam quotes the Rambam that lachatchila everybody should stand. Other Rishonim say beferish that they used to sit. Bala Mor says that they used to sit. Others say Mor says they used to sit for Chazaras Hashas. No, Kriyas HaTorah is an unrelated shot. Not Kriyas HaTorah, is beferish. No, because the Torah Beferish, you don't have to stand. The Beferish not. Except they quote in the Shulchan Aruch that the Maharam Rutenberg was Machmer Alatzma, he stood, and all the Balabatim in his shul sat. So the Beferish like that. He was the only one in his shul who stood. And he let the Balabatim sit. He didn't hold Nikar Adin Yimuchuyivtu. And he felt that it wasn't a violation of Lois's Goyder, that some stood and some sat. He thought that you're not Muchuyivtu, and if you want to be Machmer to stand,
he's made that's why he says that Dibur should be
that's another shot. And the Chazaras Hashatz is a different question. Chazaras Hashatz, the Rambam says Mefurish, the Rambam quotes from the Rambam that everybody should stand. Those who are able to should stand for Chazaras Hashatz. And other Rishayim say Mefurish, no, that there is no such requirement to stand for Chazaras Hashatz. This perhaps is the answer why, that's the shadow that we raised last week, why can a cotton get an aliyah and be moitzi everybody with Kriyas HaTorah? It's not Mechuyi B'dovor, so perhaps the answer is that you don't need Mechuyi B'dovor for Kriyas HaTorah. Because when you're laying to be moitzi everybody, it's not that it's based on Shemei Kohen. It's halacha that if someone is saying the Divrei Torah, the other people are hearing, so they're hearing the Divrei Torah.
But the Kriyas HaTorah is not
Mitzvah. Yeah, the minion has to be without him. Right, they'll have to have 10 people without him.
So how can he be
To be the chazan, not. He's the 11th one. To be a chazan, not. The cotton cannot be a chazan. Yeah. Why not? Because the post can say the chazan has to be one of the people who could constitute the minyan. Right, let's say a woman. A woman chazanta. What's wrong? Why can't a woman be a chazanta? So the post can explain, because since a woman is not mitzuruf to a minyan for whatever reason, that's what the Gemara says, a woman is not mitzuruf to a minyan, so she cannot serve as the chazan either. Only such a person can be the shliach tzibur who could constitute part of the minyan. So the melech cotton, who is not by mitzvah yet, can also not be the chazan, because he cannot be mitzuruf to the minyan. But for Kriyas HaTorah, we don't have such a requirement. We don't need that the one who is leaning to be mitzvah everybody else has to be one of those who would be able to be mitzuruf to the minyan.
Let's say you would say, okay, fine, let her have an aliyah. Would you be allowed to sing with a trumpet? Would somebody say, no,
it's true. Some Rishonim say that we don't allow women to get an aliyah because of Kolish. Rishonim say that, the Kolbos.
Someone who's deaf can be a dog.
Right, based on this, that's dying grossness is true about that. That a boy became bar mitzvah, the son of the president of the shul again. His son was deaf, and he wanted his son to learn Kriyas HaTorah. The Shalos, he didn't hear anything. So Bechari is not Mechuyiv in Kriyas HaTorah, so can he be the Baal Korei to be Moitzi everybody else? Well, he has a long, long tshuva.
Blind person?
No, blind person. Here, Dan Gross was passing that yes. And when the tshuva was sent to Rav Soloveitchik, he thought that it was correct. So Rav Soloveitchik said over that his father, Rav Moshe Zechman Baruch, was asked this shaila, that the Baal Korei in shul, the Shamas in shul in Europe, hated one of the Balabatim. So he told the Balabos, you should know that when I lay in Kriyas HaTorah, I have in mind not to be made to you. I have in mind everybody else but you. So it was a Truma Balabos. So he wanted to know, so he asked Rav Moshe Zechman Baruch, whether he has to go to another shul in town where the Baal Korei is not such an enemy of his in order to be a Kriyas HaTorah or not. Because he says before, he has in mind not to be made to him. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his father passed him that he doesn't have to go to another shul. Why? Because you see from the Mishnah the fact that a cotton and an Isha can get an Aliyah and Taisa Shrek Takasha, it's not Mechuyi B'dovar, HaKrim Matzachem Dechei Vost. So the answer is, even though you're not Mechuyi B'dovar, you can be Moiti the others. Why? Because Kriyas HaTorah, the Baal Korei, Moiti everybody is not based on Shemei Kohen. It's Allah, that everybody has Divrei Torah. So Rav Soloveitchik said this Moshe, let's say, this was his Moshe, let's say, I say the Shia Zakta, and the boy in the front is my favorite, I love him, but he's a klutz, he doesn't understand anything that I say. And the boy in the back, I don't like at all, but he understands the Shia. So I have in mind to be Moitzi, the one that I like, and I don't have in mind to be Moitzi, and Divrei Torah, the one whom I don't like. So does he mean to say the one in the front is Yotze, the one in the back is not Yotze? No, fakir, if he doesn't understand, he's not Yotze. The one who understands the learning is Yotze, whether I have a mind to be Moitzi him or not. He's hearing Divrei Torah, he's understanding. The one I can have a mind to be Moitzi him. He can have a mind to be Yotze from today till next day. He's not Yotze, the one who does understand is Yotze. So he said that's what his father passed him by the Kriyas HaTorah. He said since it's not based, if it would be based on Shemei HaKoina, Shemei HaKoina means a pool of Meshutefes, that's all us together, our own business, we're in Shutfas together, we're doing the mitzvah together, then Allah requires Kavon Allah, he said Kavon Allah says. But since we see from the mission that you don't need Mechuyim B'Dovah to learn Kriyas HaTorah, so you see that Kriyas HaTorah is not based on Shemei HaKoina, it's Allah, everybody should hear Divrei Torah. So the male, even if the Balkari has Beferish HaKavona, not to be Moitzi his Seine, the din would be that if the Seine pays attention to the Kriyas HaTorah, he would be it.
The question, the Kriyas HaTorah is in the Tzibur, not in the
Yehud. Right.
If that is the case, then the Shemei HaKavona is not applicable. No, don't need to Moses or somebody else because there was no requirement for the Yoruba.
Exactly, right. That's it. That was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's word. That was his psak. And that's what Yosef Engel has in Lekach. And that's what Dan Grossness has in his second sefer, Levi. Yeah.
Doesn't Das involve this kind of
dream? Probably not. It has to be Tarash Shavichsa. We want them to everybody should hear Torah Shavuot a few times. Apparently not.
Now, let's say they're in Bar Mitzvah. They're in Bar Mitzvah. I come late to Shul. I've got emails up there to read in the Parsha. Maybe that's a Christian.
Well, if he's not Bar Mitzvah, no. If he's not Bar Mitzvah, no. Because Kriya Shema, you have to have Amirim. So that, if you want to be Yitz, you have to have Shemei Koinim. So that you would need a Mechuyim B'Dov. That case, it wouldn't be good.
But even if it wasn't a Katan, I think you can never be Yitz. Even if it wasn't a Katan, because he has no...
There's no Kavanah to be Yitz, everybody based on Shemei Koinim? Probably.
If you would make a Sefer Torah with Braille, let's say where a blind person could read his name.
No, you have to have Surah Sosi.
Make Surah Sosi, they make some conversation.
No, it has to be ink, has to be black ink.
It
has to be black ink. He's reading the Braille, but he's not reading the black Sosi.
Black ink, it should stick up very high, and it should be, you should be able to feel the finger.
No, he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to touch the crack. The Hatzili, not allowed. What about Orem V'lo Yoisa Mitzvah? That the mitzvah that he wanted to do Talmud Torah, he wanted to do Hagdah, Glila, whatever, so he loses the schar for that mitzvah that he was attempting to do. You're not allowed to, even the Shem mitzvah, you're not allowed to. Unless the Sefer Torah is going to fall, you have to catch it. You're writing a Sefer Torah, there's no other way to do it. But normally, you're not permitted to touch the Sefer Torah, even the Mokum mitzvah.
The one who doesn't understand this injunction, the teacher coming in, and the one who doesn't understand either of the Yosef Talmud Torah, because I was thinking, you know, you're both exempt from it, and you don't find any. You
still
should have made
a book,
you don't have to put out the
10
pieces.
Right, there the mitzvah is to look for the Talmud. Yeah, right. You look, no, right. But here the mitzvah is Talmud Torah.
And you've got to understand, right?
It depends, if it's Torah Shavuot Chtav, and the pastor says you have a key. Let's say a person says Tillim and he cries because he doesn't know what he's saying. Understands better, gets more enhanced Kima Mitzvah. Now the question is, who will get more Sakara? Not of my four. That's a different thing. That says Lefum Tzai Ragla. Which says in Pirkei Avos that the Sakara that a person gets for doing this.
learns well. It's
right, like, so the one who understands better gets a more enhanced Kima Mitzvah. Now the question is, who's getting worse power? Another Mabo? That's a different thing. That says the Fum Tzai Ragu, which it says in Pirkei Avos, that the power that a person gets for doing mitzvahs is not necessarily in proportion to how enhanced his Kima Mitzvah was. Could be the Vilna Goyim can learn through all Masichta in 10 minutes, and it's a cinch, and another guy has to plug away, and it takes him a whole year to learn that Masichta, so he'll get more schar than the Vilna Goyim. So the same thing, the Vilna Goyim understood it better. That's a different call, the Fum Tzai Ragu, the schar comes according to how much tzar there was.
Wasn't there an aspect of Shomeika on it in American Shas? Because if someone was a Shlomen, the other thing would be
what do you mean, Tashlomen?
He didn't have the wisdom. So he comes in and he can be Tashlomen. He doesn't have to go. He doesn't have to go. He doesn't have to
Yeah.
And therefore,
there is written. The person is Eina Bokhi. The person does know how to daven.
It's Shemei Kaina.
So then it's regular Shemei Kaina.
So therefore.
Unless the person daven and he left out Yalavi Yoga. He has to daven over again. So then for this tefillah he's called an Eina Bokhi, even though he knows how to daven. For this tefillah he's an Eina Bokhi. He just forgot Yalavi Yoga.
For him, it would be for those who are
it would be based on Shemeh Kaim.
Yeah.
For the people who already davened, it would not be based on Shemeh.
But differently, in the example with the individual who want to be mokhi, he could still be mokhi because it wasn't an aspect of Shemeh upon it.
Yeah, there it's not at all Shemeh Kaim.
So there's no aspect, whatever.
Right, like Hazaras Hashad, for the people who haven't yet davened Tzilu B'Lachash, it would be Shemeh Kaim. Those who all did daven Tzvila B'Lachash, then it's only this din of Tzvila Chatzitza.
So if this Shamash daven Rusa,
yeah, that says in Shulchan Aruch. Right, that says in Shulchan Aruch that the din is that no one is Yotze with his Chazaras Hashas. Because this person who's in Shul, he wants to know, let's say if the Bal Tzvila, the Chazan, the daven Tzvila Nomud, is the Sene of one of the Balabatim in Shul. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes in the name of the Hagras Maimonides, on the bottom of the Ramam, that such a person is not permitted to be the Shliach Tzibur, and if he is, nobody's Yotze. Not only the Sinei, does he have Kavana Shalala Hotziyo, so he's not Yotze. It says that no one is Yotze, because he has to be the Shliach of the whole Tzibur. It has to be everybody. That's another thing, that's a quality lachatchila for the chazan. A lot of qualities. It should be married, it should be this, it should be that.
Isn't that the same thing by Erev? If somebody doesn't want to be Mishtabdik in an Erev?
Yeah.
So he can't be Yotze.
That's no good, yes. Yeah. So here it says, the Shlech Tzibah has to be a Shliach on behalf of everybody. So if there's one member of the shul for whom he's not serving as a Shliach, he can't have a Shliach Bal Korcha Shalodim. And the Gemara says in Kiddush, Ma'atan Medaitchem, Av Shlechach Medaitchem. He can't function as a Shliach Bal Korcha Shalodim. So if he can't be a Shliach for one of the members of the Tzibur, so he's not serving as a Shliach for the whole Tzibur.
He wants him to be a Shliach. It's just that he doesn't want to be Moiti to the other guy.
He doesn't want, no, so it says in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's not Moiti anybody. No one in the shul is Yotze. That's what it says.
Sounds worse. People
yeah, he's Eivar Nista.
Much worse than the guy really hates him, or he had a disagreement with him, there's a big difference.
Yeah. But we're talking not Stamba Sainah. Sainah he has such a strong Sainah that he has Kavan Shalolo Hotziyah. So then the Ramah says, not only is that person not Yotze Chazar Hashat, nobody in the shul would be Yotze. Such a Chag, he's not the Shliach, because he cannot serve as a Shliach, Bal Korcha, the Mishaleach.
If a Chag is a lot of lane, would he be Yotze the other by Parshas Zohar? Or would that make any difference?
That's a Shaila. The Pashtus says that Parshas Zohar is based on Shemei Koinim, that everybody has to learn Parshas Zohar. That's a Pashtus. Parshas Zohar is not a Chavis HaTzibur, that's a Chavis HaYochiv, that every person should learn Parshas Zohar.
Therefore, he wouldn't be Yotze the other.
The Pashtus is like that. The Parshas Zohar shouldn't learn.
No, you can't serve
as a shliach al korcha of the mishaleach. That's it. When you mizak an erev, let's say when they make an erev in the community, so the din is you have to make what we call in Yiddish an erev, you have to make the series of pesach or the walls, whatever. Then in addition to that, you have to put away a box of matzahs, which is the own b'shutzes. The matzahs should be owned b'shutzes by all of the shomer shabbos who live in that enclosed area.
Yeah.
So how do you get such a box of matzah that belongs to everybody? So if you get all the people to give a matzah, that's the way it's supposed to be. If you get everybody to give a matzah, you're going to have tons and tons of matzah. How do you do that? Instead of doing that, say, you buy two boxes of matzahs in the store, and it belongs to me, then I give it to you, and I say, you pick it up, you'll be kind of shutzes for yourself, and for all the other Shomer Shabbos who live in the neighborhood, and who will move in until next Pesach, the name of Rami. So the din is, that Zoch Miyadim Shleim in front of, even though we didn't tell anybody. that will be in Kainah Shutfus in the Matas on their behalf, and then that everybody's Kainah, because it's a schuss for them. It's better to be allowed to carry than to be also to carry. Right. And now the shaila is, what happens if one wise guy says, I don't want the Yerim, don't do me any favors, don't be cutting any matzahs for me, I don't want to have anything to do with that, I don't want to be cutting the shutfas in the matzah. Huh? So then the Gemara says that you can't make Zavni Yad Mishlad the fun of Bal Korcha, you can't be cutting a shutfas in the matzahs for him, Bal Korcha.
So the Yerim except him.
The white guy who doesn't want to be cutting a shutfas in the matzahs, then the Yerim is no good for anybody, ruins it for everybody.
It's a big show.
Why? Why? Because the principle is that Zavni Yad Mishlad the fun of is like a din of shlichas, I'm functioning as a shliach for you. And you can't be a shliach, Bal Korcha Shalom, he doesn't want me to be cutting the matzahs for him. There's no shlichas. Has to be ma'atach and adayitach and ma'ashlochach and adayitach. So what they do is the following. There's always an eitzah. What you do is the following. When you go to the chief of police, or you go to the mayor, or whoever you're going to, in Europe they used to rent from the chief of police, he had a big day. In America, the mayor appoints the chief of police. So the mayor is melech machemloch. Whatever, you go to the mayor to rent. The rent, you have to rent the dearest of the goyim. You have to rent. So when you rent the apartments of the non-Jews and the rights that they have in the streets in the whole city, so you tell them, I want to rent the apartments of all the non-Jews and those ultra-Orthodox Jews who don't hold from the Arab either. So we've avoided that also, but you have to say that. You have to say, not just I want to rent from the mayor as representing the goyim, I want to rent from the mayor as representing the Jews who don't want to be coined as shutfas in the matzahs. So that's how you avoid that problem. But we didn't say that. You didn't say that when you went to the mayor, and there are some people who don't want to be kiddush shitfus in the matzah, then they ruin it for everybody. Without even trying, they ruin it for everybody. They just say they don't want to be kiddush shitfus in the matzah. Is the gemara finished? Okay. That's the din of shemer kainah. Shemer kainah again is a pulu mishutef. It's the lead kavanah lotz to kavanah lotz. It's the lead of bar chiyuve, except by. Like we as a Torah, we assume that it's not based on Shemer Kainah. So the kitzur, what do we have so far? Just getting back to the sugya, we had a shaila, if hirhu or lavki bigodomi, when it comes to kriya shema, or brichas hamazon, or shmona esrei, or any mitzvah of amira, any bracha, kriyas hamigila, you're not yet if you just look at it. Just read in your mind. You have to dafki pronounce the word. The shaila is, when you say hirhu or lavki dibadom, you have to pronounce it. How loud do you have to pronounce it? Just have to pronounce it with your lips. Or do we require you have to pronounce it so loud, actually yashmir liyazdam. But anything less than that is a p'china of hirhu. So we came across three opinions in Tanoim Bepeish. One opinion was that if you're not mashmir liyazdam, it's a p'china of hirhu, and you're not yaitzi. The second sheet is no, alola hachile, you have to be mashmir liyazdam, but if you ever be yaitzi, even without mashmir liyazdam. And the third opinion was that even lachatchila a person can recite Kriya Shema, whatever. Nibbalila Hashmi Aliyazna. Those were the three opinions. And the Gemara went through, where do you see this opinion, that opinion, that went through a Braisa by Hafrashas Truma for a deaf person, and a Mishnah Hafrashas Truma by a deaf person, lachatchila b'diyevit, and a Braisa about saying Kriya Shema Belibo, and the Mishnah about Kriya Samagir. Now, on the basis, the Gemara has this all over again, the whole thing in a slightly different arrangement, and it comes up because it's the same askana, that there are three opinions among the Tanoim, and you can't tell which Bryce is saying which. But we know that we have established because that there are three opinions. That's a Chazara on the basis. Now the Gemara says, skipping a little bit, the Gemara says, it's around the 10th or the 15th wide line. And after Zvav on the base, the line begins with the tiny letter Aleph. Who's giving the Pesach Aleph here? So the line before that, the Gemara says, Omar Abchizda, Omar Rabsheila. Abchizda says in the name of Rabsheila, how do we paskin? There were three opinions over here regarding Mashmir Yaznov, that you even needed Leikuva. You don't even need a Lechatzila. Or the middle sheet was a Lechatzila. You need Mashmir Yaznov, and B'ri Ebed, after you've been B'lila Mashmir Yaznov, you would be Yaitzeh. So how do we pass him? So Rav Chizda quotes in the name of Rav Sheila Halacha to Rav Yehuda Shama Mishum Rav Lozda Ben Azariah. Din is like the middle shita. Lechatchila you should be Mashmir Liyaznov, and B'liyev and Yoytze, even though it's not Mashmir Liyaznov. And then he says, number two, V'halacha to Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah. And we pass him like Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah who says that if you say Kriya Shema you were not Mashmir Liyaznov, that you Yoytze B'liyev. So the Gemara says the same thing. He says the din is like him and the din is like him. They both say the same thing. But if he said Kriyashman, you're not Mashmir Yazdan. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a repetition. Utsricha. And it's important that he should spell out halachas like Rabbi Yudin, the Mishnah and halachas like Rabbi Yudin in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Yashmin, and if he would have only told us halachic Rabbi Yudin, the Mishnah, he passed not Rabbi Yudin. Rabbi Yudin says, if you're not Mashmir Yoznov, you're Yoytse. So we were unclear, the whole Amid Aleph and Amid Beis, it's unclear from Rabbi Yudin, the Mishnah, whether he means even Lechatchili don't have to be Mashmir Yoznov. Oh no, Lechatchili should be Mashmir Yoznov, and B'dievet you're Yoytse if he said it's all. So he says, Yashmin, halachic Rabbi Yudin, if he would have just said, we passed not Rabbi Yudin, the Mishnah against Rabbi Yoytse. Havu Amin, I would have said, Achila Lechatchila. We don't even require Lechatchila that he should say it so loud, that it should be Mashmir Yoz. That's why Komashmalon, that's where Rav Chizdi quotes in the name of Rav Shela, Halachik Rav Yudisham, Mishim Ablozim and Azariah, who said explicitly, Lechatchila, you have to be Mashmir Yoznov, and B'dayev and Yoyetsu without it. Now the question is in the reverse. Once he says Halachik Rav Lozim and Azariah, quoted by the Tanakh of Yudah, Rablozim and Azai spells everything out. Lachatchili should be mashmili yazaf and b'riyevid yiyetzi without it. So what does he have to repeat again? Halachic Rav Yudah in the Mishnah. Halachic Rav Yudah in the Mishnah is what's obscure, that's unclear. Halachic Rav Yudah in the Mishnah, you don't know what he said, Rav Yudah, but he said lachatchili b'riyevid. Rablozim and Azai says everything the Feirish. So the Gemara says not exactly. Not exactly. Why? Because the statement of Rablozim and Azai could have been misunderstood. How did this statement go? An Amid Aleph. The Gemara on Tezvav Amid Aleph. So we look 7 lines from the bottom. Six, 7 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Loza Ben Azariah. Hakori Yes Hashma, one who is reciting Kriya Shema, Tzorach She Yashmiya V'Yozna, Shenema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Alkeinu Hashem Echad. What do you mean Tzorach She Yashmiya V'Yozna? So normally, we say Tzorach means Lachatchila. Lachatchila should be Mashmiya V'Yozna, but one would be Yaitz even if he's Lo Yishmiya V'Yozna. That's a simple shot. But the Gemara says now, not necessarily. If Rav Chizda would have just said Halachik Rav Yudah B'Shem Rav Loza Ben Azariah, and he would not add on Halachik Rav Yudah in the Mishnah, one could have misread Rav Loza Ben Azariah to mean Akaris Hashma Tzorich is absolutely essential that he must be Mashmir Yoznov, and B'Yevit is not Yotze. Tzorich, and you're not Yotze with that. Sometimes the word Tzorich means even Likuba. Usually it has a connotation of Tzorich Lahatilah. That's how the Ramban has a problem. Whatever it says, Tzorach is only Lachatchila. But you have to know, every rule has an exception to the rule.
Also, you have to say B'Shem Omer. We say it in the name of him. So how can you skip one person? You know what I'm saying? One person said it in the name of some other person.
Right.
So let's say both, and you don't want to skip anyone. You know
what? No. So let Rav Chizda say, I pass from like Rav Yudah's quotation in the name of Rav Loza Ben Azariah. Why does he say, and I also pass from like Rav Yudah's statement in the Mishnah? That adds on nothing. Rav Yudah says in the Mishnah, if you didn't say it loud enough to hear it, you yet to be yet. Isn't that all included in Rav Yudah B'Shem Rav Loza Ben Azariah? So the Gemara says, no, it's Shricha that also. The Yashmi Ino, the Gemara says on the base. And if Rav Chizda would have only said, Halachik Rav Yudah Shammah Mishum Rav Loza Ben Azariah, Hava Amin, I would have said, Tzorich Shiyashmiya, he must be Mashmiya, V'ein Lo Takone. And B'Yevet, it's also Ma'ake. And if the fellow's deaf, he cannot be Yotze. Komash Moran, Halachik Rav Yudah, that's why you said the Binah, like Rav Yudah the Mishnah, to get it straight, that L'chatchili need Mashmiya, V'yazim B'Yevet, Yotze B'Yevet. That's how we pass the Lachatchili should be Mashmir. Wasn't the Yevad Yotze with them? What kind of a Din Lachatchili is this? Is this a Din Lachatchili Medi'araisa? Is it only a Din Lachatchili Medi'arabonim? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Machlokas Rishonim about this. Usually we have a cloud of Lachatchili Medi'arabonim is only Medi'arabonim. When you have something like Lachatchili, you need more and Medi'arabonim is good with that. So usually that indicates that something is only required Medi'arabonim, so Medi'arabonim it doesn't pass. Right, but by all mitzvahs, by korbanos and by mitzvahs, you have loads of lachatchilas. You have lachatchila, you have to have tzitzis with chelis and lovan. And b'dieved, if you have tzitzis with lovan without chelis, so you're also yotze an incomplete mitzvah. Lachatchila is supposed to do chalitze. If a man dies, married man dies, leaving no children, so you have to have chalitze. So how do you do chalitze? Oh, you have a whole ceremony. She has to spit on the floor in front of him, she has to read psukim, and he has to read psukim, and the main part is she has to remove his shoe. And b'dieved, if she just removed his shoe and nobody spit at all, and nobody did any kriyas ha'psukim, the din is that b'dieved, they were yotze the mitzvah. B'dieved, she's mutaris l'shul. So in other words, the mitzvah b'shleimusa is to do everything that it says in the chumash. And b'dieved, there's an incomplete kiyum ha'mitzvah if you left a lot of that out. Or by kavanas, you have millions of dinim that are only l'chatchila, and b'dieved, they're not miyaka. What does it mean l'chatchila, l'chatchila? The mitzvah b'shleimusa itself. And b'dieved, if you did the mitzvah without that, you would also be yotzei partially. You'd have a partial kima mitzvah. So that's why you can have. Tosfos points out in the end of Nidhi, you can have even on a level of deraisa dinim that are required lachatchila min haTorah and b'diavad. It's not miyakiv in the area of mitzvahs you have. If it's not in the area of a mitzvah, let's say by a get, let's say by an erev, to make an erev. Well, lachatchila the erev should have been made like this. B'diavad, if the erev is made like that, it's also good. The get should have been written lachatchila like that. B'diavad, let's say aksuba should have been filled out like this. B'diavad, he did it like that, it's also good. How can you have lachatchila b'diavad there? It's not a mitzvah to fill out aksuba. It's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah b'shleimus is to fill it out like this. And the erev, the mitzvah b'shleimus is not a mitzvah. So there, all the lachatchilas are only in the labbarim. You can't have any lachatchila. They arise outside of the area of a mitzvah. And a mitzvah, you can say, the mitzvah b'shleimus is like so. And b'diavad, you have an incomplete mitzvah. That's how Tosfos points out. So the Mishnah Berurah points out. Here you can visualize that it can be a lachatchila deraisa. In one quote, it's a pasuk, haskei sushma Yisrael, that you should be, what is it, sushma Yisrael, sheyashmir yozno, haskei sushma Yisrael, that you should be mashmir yozno. So it is conceivable that it should be a lachatchila deraisa ad sheyashmir yozno. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas rishonim about it, whether this requirement of ad sheyashmir yozno lachatchila is deraisa or derabbanan. Okay, now the Gemara goes ahead to discuss where exactly does the machlokas apply regarding Ad Sheyashmir Yozno. So as far as what we learned so up until now, it applies in every mitzvah samira. We had Birchas HaMazon and HaFroshas Trumeh and Kriyas HaMegillah and Kriyas Shema. We were talking about everything under the sun and Kriyas HaTorah. We were talking about everything. Whenever you have a mitzvah of Amira, do you require the Hatchila B'diyeved Ad Sheyashmir Yozno, or you don't require that? Now the Gemara says maybe not so. Omar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef has a comment. The machloik is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah. Whether if the person said Kriyashma not loud enough that he should be Mashmili Aznav is only by Kriyashma. Why? Because it says, Rahi Adran Moshana Hatzal Chayom Alev Avecha. Alev Avecha sounds like Acha Kavonas Halev Hein Hein Hadvar. Alev Avecha means even if you recited Kriyashma softly and you were not Mashmili Aznav. Havol Bishar Mitzvahs. But in all other mitzvahs in the Torah, namely, let's say reciting a Birchas HaMazon or reading the Megillah, any other mitzvah, everybody will agree that everybody will agree that if you were not, you didn't recite it like Kiddush Abdullah, the person says Kiddush Abdullah, not loud enough that he should be able to hear, he's not Yotzei. So a deaf person can forget about saying Kiddush Abdullah. Davening, maybe davening is different. We discussed the Rashi and Yuma davening test. Maybe Rav Shmuel asks you don't need Mashmili Yozno, maybe Lachatchila. But according to this Gemara, the Gemara is going to back out in half a second. On the next line. So far, the Gemara suggests, as far as Kiddush and Avdolah and Birchas HaMazon, a person who's deaf and doesn't hear what he's saying wouldn't even be Yotzei B'diyeved, and there's no machlokes, no dispute. Everybody would agree that he's not even Yotzei B'diyeved. Why? The seed, it says in the Pasuk, Haskei Sushma Yisrael, you always need Mashmili Yozno. You can't tell me, Meisvei. You cannot tell me that Divrei Hakol, everybody agrees, that Lo Yotzef, Lo Yishmir Liyazno, outside of Kriyashma. It says, Mefurish, Lo Yivarachad Michas HaMazon Belibo, Lichatchile. It's not proper that a person should bench Michas HaMazon so softly that he should not, that he can't hear. However, if he did bench softly, Yotzef. It says, Beferish, that there's somebody, there is some Tana who says that he Yotzef B'diyevit benching, even though Lo Yishmir Liyazno. So you can't tell me Divrei HaKoyel Lo Yotzo. That outside of Kriyashma, everybody agrees that Mashmir Yozno is Me'akav B'diyeved. So the Gemara says, no, we have a misquotation over here. That's not what Rav Yosef said. Rav Yosef said completely different. Ela Yitmar. If Rav Yosef made a statement, Hochi Yitmar, he must have said the following, and you misquoted him. The Machloik is Rav Yudah and Rav Shimon in the Mishnah is only be Kriyashma Rechsiv Shema Yisrael. There, there's a Machloik is whether Mashmir Yozno is Me'akav B'diyeved. Avol b'shar mitzvos, divrei hakol yotzo. And by Kiddush and Abdullah and benching and everything else, everybody would agree that you are yotzei b'diyeved. Even Rabbi Yosi, who says by Kriyashma that you're not yotzei if you're not mashmili yozno. It's only Kriyashma. But it says Shema Yisrael hashmali yozno. But by other mitzvahs, you're certainly yotzei even though you didn't hear. And that's the Maskanas HaGemara. And this Gemara disagrees with everything we had on Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph it says that it's a universal machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, applies to Kriyashma, to Birchas HaMazon, and to Kriyas HaMegillah, and everything. Now the Gemara says, not so. Now we're stuck. Now the Mishkanas Yankiv says, now we're stuck with a problem. We had a Mishnah Megillah that says that a deaf person cannot be the Balkor. So the Shabbos, why not? If we say that in Shar Mitzvahs, everybody agrees that Yoytze B'Lievin, even Allah Shmuel Yozno, so nobody should say the deaf man can't be the Baal Korah. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yossi, everybody agrees that you don't need Mashmuel Yozno. So what do you do with the Mishnah Megillah? Now we're stuck. So the Mishnah Yankiv says that the Ramah Megahalpim, when you get to the Maskanas HaGemara, you must say that Megillah is different because of Persumi Nisa. The Ramah passed against the Gemara. The Ramah passed in that in all mitzvahs in the Torah, Mashmuel Yozno is not Miyakev except for Megillah. If you're not Mashmuel Yozno by Megillah, you're not Yoytze. So they ask, where does he get it from? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara puts on Amaral, the Gemara puts Megillah together with everything else. So they all ask, what's the marker of the Ram? Must be that he doesn't pass like the Bavli, pass like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't have this whole discussion. So the Mishnah says, what kind of Yerushalmi? No, this is the Maskanas HaGemara, Named Beis. The Gemara comes on Named Beis and says, the whole Machlag is Rabbi Rabbi Yisrael, only by Kriyat Shema. But by other mitzvahs, everybody agrees that you don't require Mashmili Yosnav Le'ikuva. So now the question is to be posed, so what's with Kriyas HaMegillah? The Mishnah says, B'Terish, a deaf person cannot be Kriyas HaMegillah to be made to the others. Why not? But he's made to himself, so he's a Mechuli B'Dover. So it must be that Kriyas HaMegillah, everybody requires Shriya Shulyad, because the person is Lisa. That's what you have to add on once you get to the Moscow. Frek Digimar, how can you say the Shah Mitzvahs? The Mashmili Yazm is not Me'akeh, but the Pasuk says, Haskeh Sushma Yisroel. Doesn't it mean that regarding all mitzvahs of Amira you should listen? The Gemara says, no, it's a different thing. When you learn Torah, you should say the Divrei Torah about Fe. You shouldn't just be Maharab the Divrei Torah. The Gemara says in Erev in there, it's a Zgula for Zikara. That if a person just reads softly, and he doesn't pronounce the Divrei Torah with his lips, and he doesn't Mashmili Yoznov, then he will forget easier than if he pronounces with his lips and he's Mashmili Yoznov. That's how the Gemara says. But that pasuk, Haskeh Sushma, goes on Divrei Torah. When you learn Torah, you should always be Mashmir Yaznachal as a gula for Zikar. A different Allah. That's the Maskana Sahib. Thank you. In the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, the Chumash writes the din of Mizbach HaKtoris. The Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Chumash tells us, and the Mishnah tells us, there were two Mizbachos in the Beis HaMikdash, just like there were two Mizbachos in the Mishkan, Shosa Moshe Rabbein. There was a Mizbeach HaPnimi, there was a Mizbeach inside the Heichal, on which there were only Makriv Ktoris every day, and then once a year on Yom Kippur, there was Urik Adam. The Pasuk says, you're not permitted to be Makriv anything else on that. Losal Olaf Ktoris Zokom. The Mokom is, the ground level is the top of the Mizbech. The Mizbech is not that the Mizbech Achitin is on the floor. No, the floor is on top of the Mizbech. Your Makrif Karbonis on the floor means on top of the Mizbech, because this is Mechubel HaKarkim. But the Mizbech HaPnimi is not Mechubel HaKarkim. The Mizbech HaPnimi is a Kli, which sits on the floor. And that floor, that area of the floor under the Mizbech has a Kedusha's Makom. So that's what the Gemara says. Even if you remove it, the Makom that has the Kedusha is the ground level, not the roof, not the Gaga Shal Mizbech. So that's what the Gemara says, if the Mizbeach HaPnimi, if the Mizbeach HaKtoris is Nekem HaMkomo, Maktir HaKtoris, HaMkomo, you can burn the Ktoris on the floor.
Somebody asked Rishal, he said, remove the middle apartment of Kuru's.